Now, they are on their way back.
That is full time at Ibrox. Rangers are back in Scottish football's top flight, and their journey through the leagues, which began at Peterhead in August 2012 in the old third division, ends tonight. They won League One the following campaign, and after 2 years in the Championship, promotion to the Premiership is sealed on the back of a 1-0 win against Dumbarton. Rangers will be in the Ladbrokes Premiership next season.
Yes, they certainly will. Rangers are back in the big time. Last night's 1-0 victory over Dumbarton sealed the Scottish Championship title, and with it, promotion back to the top flight. It brought to an end, indeed, 4 years in the wilderness for Rangers, 4 year journey from the bottom division to the Scottish Premiership for the 54-time champions. It's quite a record, I think. Probably one of the most successful club sides in the world. Well, will their return now make the Scottish Premiership stronger? Are Celtic fans happy to see the return of the old firm? And how will Rangers cope with life in the top tier? Thomas Mathers runs the Ardoyan Rangers Supporters Club. We also have Celtic fan Hugh Jordan with us this morning. Thomas, first of all, to you, you're back in the big time.
Absolutely, and a fantastic result for Rangers last night, and back up to where we belong. It's been a long haul, but I mean, all the supporters have still been going to matches. We've been running buses to every game from Northern Ireland, and it hasn't stopped anybody, because obviously you just support your team. It doesn't really matter why you're playing Celtic or Inverness, and Hugh will tell you himself, as a Celtic fan, he would follow anywhere they go, and that's good to see. I mean, it'll get the crowds back into the Premiership as well. A lot of the crowds fell away at the Parkhead as well, and we've had a bit of banter between each other and stuff like that there, but I mean, it can only be good for Scottish football. I mean, to have the most successful team in the world back into where they are, you know.
Is that how you see it, Hugh? Are you secretly celebrating the fact that Rangers are back up again?
I couldn't care less. You've got to congratulate the club on the win last night. The team, they are by far the best team in the Championship, and they deserve their victory. They deserve to be the champions, and of course they deserve to be going up into the Premier League. But with Rangers, there's always the elephant in the room, and what we are ignoring, and what my great Rangers fans over here, they're very popular over here, are ignoring the fact that this is a new club. This is not the club that was the most successful club in the world. It's a new club, and they will have their difficulties to seek. And whilst they look exciting and promising on the park, their troubles off the park are still to come. They have major difficulties. This club, still 4 years later, does not have a direct credit link to any major bank. They are in serious financial trouble.
Let's put that point to Thomas then. Thomas, so the Rangers we have now is not the Rangers who can claim to have 54 titles.
Well, that's the banter. That's the jealousy coming out of you there. And, I mean, we've had all this before. But, I mean, the company that owned Rangers Football Club went into liquidation. Craig Wade owned £12 million. He is going to be taken to court. The thing about all these EBTs, the players, they're chasing up after the people who used to own Rangers. And obviously Hugh's sitting there, now he'll be banging his head off the TV last night, shooting, save goal, and going mental. But I mean, Celtic were bought over. People, Pacific Shelf owned Celtic Football Club. And I mean, the Celtic went into, we don't know whenever they went into administration too. We said, oh, yous aren't the same club. But they were at the end of the day. The football team in the park, or were the team that was winning the titles and playing the matches.
The difference is Celtic paid their bill.
Hold on, Hugh. You may not be delighted to see Rangers back, or you say you couldn't care less about it, but John in Belfast
it's the same Rangers fans. I mean, we don't care whether we ever play Celtic again either. I mean, at the end of the day, you play who you play, and that's just the way it is.
Let me hear from John in Belfast, who is a Celtic supporter and who is pleased to see Rangers back in the top flight. John, good morning to you.
Hello. As you said, as a Celtic supporter, I'm glad to see them back in, right? Because Scottish football needs it, right? But I think what Thomas has to admit to, right? There's things has to be soul searched here. Rangers has to start begging for forgiveness what they've done to Scottish football through their greed. and through title chases and whatever.
Well, do you not accept the point that this is a new Rangers per se and the old Rangers is gone?
Well, you see, the problem is Thomas can't just accept that. Because I'll give Thomas a point. Now, as I said, tell you, and I'm not only standing, I'm glad to see Rangers back in because Scottish football is down on its feet, right? It's a simple. Celtic can't even hold on to a player because as soon as somebody comes in and offers money, so they have to go because the players don't want to play in Scotland. They don't want to play in Scotland. If a Premiership comes in, English Premiership comes in, they'll take them right away. But the point that I was trying to make, and honestly, I'm not going over old things here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Thomas would agree if Celtic had been in the same. Thomas keeps saying the word administration. The problem with Rangers, the old Rangers, was Rangers didn't only go in the administration two or three times. They were actually liquidated. And I don't think Thomas likes that word or any Ranger fan likes that word.
The liquidation was the company that owned Rangers Football Club. The liquidation was by the company who owned the club. That's what you don't like to admit. You don't like to admit that Rangers football team never stopped playing. They could put down a couple of leagues because that's the way it goes. If you go into administration or liquidation, you get to put down a few leagues, you get the points taken off you.
Gentlemen, I see the animosity hasn't really disappeared, even though Rangers hasn't been in the top flight.
That's all it is. At the end of the day, it's only crack and banter. We've done the same when whenever another company bought Celtic, you know, and that's just the way it is.
That's the needle that goes with the game. John, I want to hear from Ivan, who's a big Rangers fan. Ivan, good morning to you.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can indeed. Go ahead.
How you doing? Just to let you know, we were over the match last night. Timothy, my son, Timothy's a season ticket holder. He's the only season ticket holder outside Scotland in the wheelchair, and he goes every other week along with Richie and Davey and Big Ronnie and us. We were all over last night. But we're travelling up the road last night towards the match up yesterday. And I'm a taxi driver in Portadown. And just to let you know, I left a guy called Roy, and he's a great Celtic fan.
Mm-hmm.
And Roy rang me, and Richie and the boys were all sitting listening to it. And Roy was there, wishing us all the best, hoping we'll win the match, and left me tomorrow morning, we'll have a good chat about it, he said. And I lifted him this morning, and he was all like, you know, you've done really well and all that there. So all them boys concerned about this and that and the other, but I tell you what, Rangers are back, and we're just happy to be back up there again, you know.
Yeah, there is a lot of generosity out there. A lot of texts coming into the programme as well from Celtic fans saying they're delighted to see Rangers back. Paddy, you're a Celtic supporter. What do you think?
I'm indeed, and everybody went over a couple of the points there. It's, as everybody said, it's good to see them back for the sake of Scottish football. But I would just like to tell them to enjoy their moment. It'll not be long until next week comes around, and then they're put back in their place.
George, what do you think? You're a big Rangers fan. In fact, you dug deep to try and pull them out of the crisis.
We did indeed. We sent thousands and thousands of pounds over. It's George from Shankle Stoke Gary here. For media purposes, the end of it. Let's see where Hugh's coming from, a sports journalist. Hugh's flying in the face of a law led down by FIFA, by UEFA, and by Lord Nemo Smith and all sorts of courts that it's the same football club. It was a company that was liquidated. And people from here, from 10 to 90 years of age, sent thousands and thousands of pounds to keep the club going in their hour of need. And it's all coming to fruition. Now, they're back where they belong, and it's tick-tock, so it is. And a 55's coming, and I think that's the fear factor in Hugh and the Celtic fans that's ringing in. You know, we could all give stick about a new club, but we could ask who the Celtic Football and Athletic Club are.
Surely there's still a big gap there, because you've been, what, four years in the wilderness there. It's a big ask, is it not, to come back and challenge Celtic?
It might not be that big a gap, because Celtic, I mean, they came second on a four-horse race for 4 years. They couldn't win a treble with Rangers out of the league. So they couldn't, you know what I mean? There's a gap there, but it's a gap that's not that big a fella. We got a holder in midfield and a central defender. We're a younger, fitter team that's been together now for a year under one of the most aspiring managers in Europe.
Okay, let me leave the last word to Hugh Jordan. Hugh.
Rangers' biggest battles will be off the field. I mean, of course, we'll see what happens on the field. But, before the end of next season, they could be out of business again.
Well, that may or may not happen. It remains to be seen. But before then, of course, there'll be a lot of mouth-watering ties against Celtic, a lot of home derby games that we can look forward to, home firm derby games we can look forward to in the meantime. Hugh, we'll leave it there. Thank you as well, all the Rangers and Celtic fans, for contacting the programme this morning. Let us know what they think now that Rangers are back in the big time after 4 years in the wilderness.